So I have to ask you about, we're talking about bevacizumab and CD30 testing, about the ECHELON 1 study in Hodgkin lymphoma using bevacizumab up front. What do we know about it at this point, and where do you think that's heading?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a controversial area. So it was ABVD, or replacing the bleomycin with brentuximab vedotin, perfectly reasonable study given its high activity and the fact that we don't like bleomycin. And so now the question is, does this become the new standard of care because it costs a lot more? We don't know what's happening in the long term because have you used up your ability to have it as a salvage? Because a number of people with relapsed Hodgkin's who get treated with bevacizumab actually have long-term durable remissions, and maybe overall survival would be equivalent. There is cumulative neuropathy. So I think the devil is in the details. We really have to look at that study carefully. The other thing that informs my thought about that is the trial that said if you have a PET-negative CR after two cycles of ABVD, you can omit the bleomycin for the last four cycles. In the ECHELON trial, bleomycin was given for six cycles. So now, if I'm equivalent with two cycles of bleomycin, does that change the equation? Less concern about bleomycin toxicity. So I think it's going to be interesting. It's really a risk-benefit decision, and frankly, it involves some cost. These are young patients. You really don't want them to relapse and have to go through transplant and more treatment. So it's going to be a very interesting decision as to discussion as we see the details.